And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you've found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn. You nearly forgot.
I had a moment. This doesn't bode well for the rest of the show, does it?
Oh, by the way, this is show 250.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Thanks for telling me in advance.
Just remember.
Well, in that case then, absolutely justified that for show 250, for a landmark show, we should have what I've been promising for ages, which is just the most mad, upside-down, stupid music show we've ever had. I don't mean by stupid music is not good. I mean, it's just all over the place. As you will discover right now, Tony, with our first track of the week, I'm proud to present to you Alien Sex Fiend and BBFC.
My tasty.
So, Tony, Alien Sex Fiend and BBFC from their new album, Death Trip. What I want to know is, what is Alien Sex Fiend's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/AlienSexFiendOfficial?
No, MySpace.com/AlienSexFiend. That has surprised me. Poorly being the internet one, Tony nil. That's an unlikely point for me, though, as will become apparent. I thought you'd got this one this week completely, but now it's interesting. Yeah, their new album is... I am really, really pleased that Alien Sex Fiend are in touch with us and send us their stuff, because I've been a fan now for 25 years. And this latest album, it doesn't let you down. It's it shows just how they've developed as a band. They've gone from being a band that bring out albums that are just loads of songs, if you like, to now they're not really concept albums. They're kind of... It sounds a bit poncy, but I'd call this latest album a sort of a soundscape. In that it's something that you just have on, and every song kind of merges into the next one, but not like a mix so much. It's just they've just got the tracks in exactly the right order for whatever they wanted to achieve. They have achieved it, and we've got a spare copy which is going in the competition as promised, with another album that we'll be playing at the end of the show. But to give you a clue of who the other person's album is, this is an A to Z of all things punky this week, my friend. An A to Z. You're listening to Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week. And by the way, Guana Bats has the letters A and Z in. I've just realised that on this 250th Alchemic show. Now, one problem with alchemy, of course, is that it doesn't always work. And this is in this section, we normally do your MySpace comments, but we haven't had any of note in quite a while now. We've had one from Marl, but I didn't want to do it as one comment. So, myspace.com/punkyradio. If you're at your computer right now, just get on your MySpace page, go to ours, leave us a comment, job done. We haven't had any in a while. It's time to ramp things up. Otherwise, drastic measures will have to be taken.
Ooh.
That's all I'm saying, really. What I thought we could do in this bit, Tony, is just remind people properly of ways they can listen to this show, if you wouldn't mind. I know that you can just click in your brain. This is bit I do off pat, so off you go.
Okay, well, we are on three internet radio stations. Firstly, we're on Hussy Skunk, hussyskunk.com. I think we're on three times a week at different times. We're on Wicked Radio, wickedradio.org. We're on every night, new shows at weekends, and we're on Roach Radio, which is on Facebook. Search for Roach Radio, and we're on Friday evenings. And apart from that, obviously you can listen through iTunes, which hopefully you can subscribe to. If you do, go to punkyradio.com on the left, iTunes link, hit that to subscribe. Also, you can always download the latest show from the front page of punkyradio.com. If you're quite lazy and you just want to go and get the latest show, you can get it from there, and all the show notes on the front page as well.
You've finished that, have you?
I think that's about it, yeah.
What about iTunes?
I mentioned iTunes.
Did you? I was miles away. Oh, well done, thanks. You mentioned iTunes. I think I'd better get on with the site. From being completely organised and getting the music to you quicker than usual and getting everything ready quicker than usual, I've kind of had a bit of a brain cloud. Right now. So anyway, the next track is one of three this week from our friends at Manila PR. He sent us this band through a while back now, and I liked one of the tracks we played off them. Found this one as well. I'm going to play it right now. This is a band called Third Light. Tony, what I want to know is, what is Third Light's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ThirdLight.
It is. It's Tony One, Paulie Being the Internet One. This is Time to Shine. Third Light, Tony. As I said, every single track this week sounds nothing like the last. Whereas we've been dealing in specials over the last few weeks where you might think, that sounds a bit similar to that, that's a bit like that, whatever it is. This week, off the sheet. Off the sheet, my friend. You're listening to Midnight Configuration underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the Bez this week, Tony. Have you got any podcast early comments? Have people been voting?
Yeah, and not one of them's from us.
So wow.
Thanks for everyone who voted so far this month. It's still very early in June, and we haven't had many comments, so please do vote for us. Easy way to do it is go to punkyradio.com, and on the left is a important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject in the comments if you wish, because I'll read them out. And thank you for all your votes so far, but please do vote for us. I enjoy reading the votes out, and as the summer months come towards us, less people will be voting for us as they all go on holiday, so please get them in. Thank you. In the top five, Punk is great. Question: if well-endowed women work at Hooters, where do one-legged women work? Answer: IHOP. That's from Dave Fitz.
Thank you, Dave Fitz. I need information again about your podcast. I was looking for it. I couldn't.
Oh, okay. Didn't realise you did one. Which one?
Yeah.
Right. Being wild.
It's actually Mike Fitzsimmons and Dave something or other. And the Dave Fitz is just the short email thing, and I can't remember about their podcast, and I'm very sorry about that, so please do resend the information if you're listening, Mike.
Been a while, but they won't let me vote for all the episodes I'm catching up on. Vote robbery. That's from Womble Zombie. Thanks, Womble Zombie.
What, one ball zombie or Womble Zombie?
Womble Zombie,
as in
the Womble Zombie.
As in one of the Wombles?
Yeah.
Alright, I couldn't tell whether you were saying that or someone with one ball.
Oh, sorry, Wombles, in Womble and Wimbledon Common.
Yeah. Excellent. God, I'm not sure how I'd feel about seeing a Womble zombie.
I quite like the idea. I think that's the first time I've heard him voting there, so thanks for the first vote. So thanks.
Yeah, thank you very much, and thanks very much for having a craving for flesh while you're picking up litter.
Yeah. Woot! I never realised how much I missed the leathered Paul B. Edwards. Love the specials, can't wait for the judgmental coming up. Tony's style is great also. I'm excited about the World Cup, not a huge fan, but USA all the way. From Shaggy's Music.
Now Shaggy's Music. Yes, I am happy about that comment, but what does the leathered me relate to?
I don't know.
I don't remember being leathered on the show recently.
Nah, I don't know
unless
about
I
that.
Bumped into you somewhere, Shaggy's Music. Oh, hi to Phil Powell, by the way. I hope you're enjoying your dog walk.
Okay. We'll see about the USA thing on the 12th. We'll see how they go. Actually, I'm not going to say anything preempting it.
It's going to be England 3, USA 1, Tony.
Do you reckon?
Okay. Yeah.
Cool.
We are going to match them up 4-4-2, man for man, on the basis we've got better players than they've got. And we're going to beat them 3-1. I don't even worry if they score the first goal. We're going to beat them 3-1.
Interesting. Good to know. Text the...
And guess how I know that we're going to beat them 3-1?
How do you know?
Because I'm going to have a bet on us beating them 2-0.
Oh, right, okay.
And my bet's never come in. So, I think it'll be by 2 goals. So, yeah.
Sounds good. Great. I really dig it. M from Michael Behm. Behm. B-E-H-M. 25.
Oh, I don't know. Hi, Mike.
Michael Behm.
Okay. Michael Behm.
Behm.
Michael Behm.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Timo, who won the Bridget Handy competition. And I said that it was going to take... The post office told me that the CD and T-shirt would take... between 6 and 8 weeks to arrive.
Yeah.
Arrived in 10 days, mate.
Wow.
Sadly, his wife has already sequestered the T-shirt.
Oh.
I have asked for a photo.
Cool. One last one. Get voting. Come on, this is a no-brainer. It's the best fucking show going, so why vote for anything else? From Marv. He's not wrong, you know.
He's not wrong, and that's very similar to the comment that Marv left on MySpace, and thank you very much, Marv, for doing so. The rest of you should follow Marv's lead and get on with it.
Yes.
Oh, I'm being quite teachery, aren't I?
Yes. Well, that's it for Podcast Alley.
Well, thank you very much, Tony, for an excellent job of Podcast Alley. We haven't got a song for Podcast Alley, have we? We never have done. Let's not start now.
No. We've gone 250 shows without it. We can go 250 more.
It ain't broke.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's not fix it. Track 3, Blast from the Past, with a new single out. 18th birthday, enjoy.
Wishing you well here at your birthday celebration, at the center of attention, again surrounded by a crowd which is sharing gossip, forming alliances and declaring wars. Your 18th birthday, for the first time and for the last time, the first night of adulthood which will be with you till the day you die. Your 18th birthday, for the first time and for the last time, the first night of adulthood which will be with you till the day you die. Always in the shadow, all throughout high school, you love her like an older sister, and yet you hate her all the same. And you dream that one day somebody will notice you and you alone. Your 18th birthday, for the first time and for the last time, the first night of adulthood which will be with you till the day you die. Your 18th birthday, for the first time and for the last time, the first night of adulthood which will be with you till the day you die. Wives of future executives with the most expensive hairdos, smoking cigarettes, choosing parties with a drunken set. Your 18th birthday, for the first time and for the last time, the first night of adulthood which will be with you till the day you die. Your 18th birthday, for the first time and for the last time, the first night of adulthood which will be with you till the day you die.
That's Comity, Tony, an 18th birthday.
It's been a while.
It has been a while. And I was just thinking that there was like, because I first heard of them because they played the Psychobilly meeting in Spain a few years ago. Then they got in touch to say, could they send a CD? I said, fuck yeah. Then they were playing at the Dirty Water Club in North London. So I went down there, which is PJ's club, where I met PJ, where I then interviewed the Vickers. And I interviewed Comity as well, and we've also seen Zombie and the Skeletons down there, and a few other bands that we played on the show I have seen there. And I'm just starting to think that it's like every single song we play on this show is like a 6 degrees of separation job, that everyone's connected with everyone else in some way in independent music, and I really, really like that fact. I also like that song. That's their new single, which is out now, so do check them out. Best way to do that is go to their MySpace page, which is
myspace.com/comity.
It is. It's Tony 2, Paulie B and the Internet 1. You're listening to the Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week. Now, I have got in my notes here Judgmental, which I was planning to do now, right? Except that the judge isn't ready.
Oh.
Still, I am sorry about this. Basically, there are two Judgmentals. One from Twilight and Thieves that the judge hasn't had a chance to look over yet, but will do. And one from someone else, but I've lost the email that someone else sent, but it's to do with tattoos.
Yeah.
Now, and I have had to re-evaluate what I was going to present to the judge for him to make his ruling on the merits and demerits of tattoos and whether they would make you more or less unique. Because Ant, my make Ant, Tommy, has had a tattoo done on his leg.
Yeah.
Which kind of throws one half of the judge's argument out of the water. I can't help thinking he might regret that tattoo one day.
Yeah, but me too, yeah.
I think he's been doing too many drugs. I'll find out. I may interview him when I go out to Spain. I'll see him in Spain in a few weeks. I might interview him about why he had that done. I think that might be quite a good idea.
Pretty much relies on him wearing shorts the rest of his life, doesn't it?
Yeah, I imagine he'll probably be fairly defiant about it and go, no, I did it because of this. But my angle will be, you've got a penis tattoo on your leg that hangs out the bottom of your shorts. Did you read the comments down it, what he's having done on the other leg?
No.
He's going to have a ball sack on the other leg. I mean, fair play to him. He is an individual.
Yeah, yeah.
But I looked at it and even some of his sort of best friends would be going, oh, Ant, what have you done? But it is quite possibly one of the most mental tattoo I've ever seen. I looked at it and thought, yeah, haven't got a tattoo at all yet. I'm not sure that would be the first one I'd get done.
No.
But anyway, it's interesting and varied. I think if there was a link to a photograph of it that I could do easily, I would let you have it so everyone could have a look, because it's just mental. Anyway, as a result of that, the judge is going to have to wait. We're going to have to wait for the judge's declaration or pronouncement on it, basically. So I am sorry about that, but you're going to have to wait for the judge.
Okay.
One person you don't have to wait for is Miho Wada. Have you heard of Miho Wada before, Tony?
I haven't.
What a legend Miho Wada is, right? Now, hang on a minute. I need to find the CD. She's a... Now, this is another 6 degrees of separation thing. George from Eclectic Mix sent me an email saying, listen, there's this band that I think you should get in touch with because they'd be perfect for your show. And I said, great, I'll get in touch with them. So I sent them a little email saying that any friend of George from Eclectic Mixes is a friend of ours. Do send us a CD. A day or so after I'd sent that email, by which time I'd already had the reply to the effect of the CD's in the post, George sent me another email saying, oh, I didn't mean that band.
Really?
Yeah. I meant this band. So we've got another CD coming as well from the other band that you mentioned. But anyway, I feel honour bound to play something of this now. Miho Wada. Now, you can understand because of one of the following words that's in the sentence I'm about to read out to you. I was a little bit worried about this. When I give you the line, Miho Wada plays Japanese punk jazz.
Right.
It's the jazz, really.
Yeah.
And also, the photograph of her, she's holding a flute over her shoulders. She is a multi-instrumentalist. She's lived in London for years, but is, I think, native to New Zealand, Oriental extraction. But you can hear in her voice, you can definitely hear a Kiwi accent. However, I had a listen through to this CD, and I'm glad to say that I do really like it, and there's a couple of really good tracks on it. So well done, George, because accidentally you've sent us a little gem. What I want to know is, Tony, is what is Miho Wada's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/MihoWada.
It is. It's Tony 3, Poorly Being Internet 1. This is from the album Postcards to Your Bed. Piss off. Such a loser.
It's a Friday night. I'm alone at home. I'm drinking lean. I'm playing Nintendo. Money's tight. Spend it all. My friends were right. After all, it's half past four. You're still not home. Playing your games. They're looking so lame. Jeans too tight. Can't get it right. Starting fight. You're such a loser. My bed, drinking my V's, Nor more tears left, not your lucky day. It was always gonna be this way. Hiding sorrows behind beer goggles, empty hearts like empty bottles. Such a joke, you're high on coke, always broke, you're such a loser.
Miho Wada.
Nice.
That's right. I've learned to say it. And that track, as I say, is from the album Postcards to Your Bed, and it's called Piss Off, open bracket. Such a loser, close bracket. As I say, this album has merit. It's musically very interesting, and there's a couple of tracks like that off it. Some of the others are a bit slower, some a bit faster, some a slightly different deal. But anyway, I like that, so we've played it. And you will notice that we've already had a song called Bastard, Bastard, Fucking Cunt.
Mm.
And we've had this one with Piss Off in, just so you know. Now, I was wondering, Tony, I don't imagine that over the last week or so you've had a chance to look at a website called GoDaddy.com, and if you had, I imagine you've forgotten about it right now and you need to be reminded of it.
Yeah, you're all right. Please do tell me.
Well, I will attempt to do that to the tune of Chromosoma 3, because we still haven't updated the beds, but I can exclusively reveal that in the next fortnight, this particular bed is changing.
All right, okay.
Anyway, as for GoDaddy, essentially they're a web services provider, so when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are
sales,
and increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and easy podcasting. So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything's laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY7, that's
PUNKY7,
into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off any order not already discounted. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there's now a PUNKY8 code, that's
PUNKY8,
which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 35 nicker. It's a no-brainer. And why is that, Tony?
Because of that exchange rate, baby.
And there is now a PUNKY9 code, that's
PUNKY9,
which gives you 30% off all .com domains. Hey, you Brits! Yet another code, PUNKY25, that's
PUNKY25,
gives 25% off orders of over 65 quid. Buggeration. PUNKY20H, that's
PUNKY20H,
gives 20% off hosting plans, and PUNKY SSL, which is
PUNKY SELL,
which will give you a standard SSL certificate for just $12.99. So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. I have a challenge for you, Tony, with these codes.
Okay.
Whereby, because you started doing it this week, but you didn't finish, which is, I'd like you, if you can go up with every single one. So you might have to start low with Punky 7 and see if you can get all the way to the end as a vocal exercise.
Okay.
In a fortnight's time. Maybe we'll remember, maybe we won't. Actually, there's new codes coming up soon, aren't there?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
I think it's end of this month, I think.
Is it? Okay.
I think there's even more exciting offers end of this month. Anyway, so that's that. And this is this.
Though I'd love to
So there you go, Tony. That was a little bit of vaguely dirty rock and roll with more rock singing. I'm describing that. Okay. That was Tom Mancey and the Icebreakers with a track called You Got Yourself, which is a new single out now. They're the second band this week that have come through from our friends at Manila PR. And thank you very much, Tom Mancey and the Icebreakers, for that. What I want to know is, Tony, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ Tom Mancey and the Icebreakers.
It is. Tony 4, Paulie being the Internet 1. This is going to be an interesting second half of the show. Can I pull this back? I think I can now. You're listening to the Chop Chops underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week. Now, at this point, I would normally ask you if you had a gig guide. Have you?
No.
Right. In that case, then, perhaps you'd like to remind people about how they go about getting their gigs on this show.
Yeah. If you're in a band or know any gigs in the area you'd like to promote, please do send me an email, tony@punkyradio.com. Just give me the band's name, where they're playing, entry fee, any kind of website related to it, and as much detail as you can, and I'll read it out. It is an international gig guide after all, so it can be anywhere in the world, and hopefully we'll get some people down. But if you don't send it to me, I can't read it out, and it's free.
Exactly. So. Exactly. Although you would be mad to be having a gig this weekend, what with the World Cup starting.
Exactly. That's probably why it's quiet.
Yeah, surely. So, Tony, what are your World Cup tips then?
Tips?
Yes, yeah, your World Cup tips.
Dunno. I quite fancy England to get quite far, actually. I don't know who else is really. I don't keep up on the other countries. I think we're clearly the best.
Well, by miles.
But I've heard that South Africa's had some injuries, haven't they? Or Dogba's. No, he's back in, isn't he, now?
Well, I don't think a team in... I don't think a host nation has ever failed to get through the first round.
Right.
But South Africa are up against it as to whether they'll go through. I don't really see any team sort of... I don't see an emerging nation coming through. I think it will be one of the usual suspects.
Right, okay.
Me and my mate Steve have done this fantasy thing where you can pick a player from two teams in each group. Right.
Okay.
So basically what you're trying to do, and it can be any player, so basically what you're basically picking 16 strikers, right? Two from each group of four. But working on the basis that they're the two that will go through because then they'll get further in the competition and they'll score more goals. It's all about goals, right?
Right.
But it's all changing around so much, and it is interesting because we sat up for hours and we came up with two very different scenarios where all I can say is Steve, despite his right wing leanings, is a lot more pro-European than I am. In that, I picked five teams from Europe, four teams from South America, four teams from Africa, because it being staged in Africa, I think they'll do it all right, and one team from another continent. Steve picked four teams from South America, 11 teams from Europe and Australia. Wow. He hasn't picked a single African team.
He's picked Australia.
But the thing is, you look at it and you go, yeah, I can see how that would all happen.
Okay.
My outside bet for the Golden Boot is a relatively unknown, certainly in this country, striker for Chile called Humberto Suazo. I don't know whether I mentioned him last week, but I'm loving the Humberto. As soon as I saw a striker called Humberto, I immediately looked up his YouTube goal clips. Unbelievable.
Yeah?
This bloke could score in a brothel. This bloke could score in the bins out the back of a brothel. This bloke could score within a 10-mile radius of a brothel. This man can score. They haven't got a particularly easy group, Chile, but I've just got a feeling there's a hat-trick in Humberto. Their names even start with the same. As for how England will do, I think if we get beyond the last 16, we could go all the way. I think the second round game we have, which will likely be, if we get through our group, which will likely be against Germany or Australia, I think, I think if we get through that game, then we will be looking good. I think that might be our sort of crunch match. Because if we get Germany in the last 16, it's for us, it's the big one, isn't it, basically?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, I think if we get through that...
Germany have to come second, don't they? And we'd have to win.
Well, whichever way round. Yeah. It doesn't matter. I mean, they could win their group and we could come second. Hmm. Yeah. There's ways and means. I mean, the thing is that we either meet them in the last 16 or potentially... I think in the semi-final, in the final, I think. So
that'd be a good final, though.
It's one of those, isn't it, really? It is a part of me would like to meet them in the last 16 because we could get rid of them really quickly.
Right.
But another part of me wants to go on beyond the last 16. And you're thinking, oh, God, here we go.
It would be
anyway,
I'd like to see it. It'd make an interesting final for this house. England-Germany final.
Well, I mean, I think it'll be make or break for the relationship, Tony. If there were similar circumstances in the High Roman's Lodge, said German girlfriend would have been dispatched not to return home until after the World Cup. I wouldn't have been able to deal with it. Anyway, seeing as we have brought Germany into the conversation, mm-hmm. What better time than to tell you a little bit about Song 6 this week, Tony? It's from an artist called Urban Junior, who's been picked up from Voodoo Rhythm Records.
Okay.
And is Swiss, but Swiss-German.
Right.
Because, you know, there's three different languages in Switzerland, basically. So the north and east is German, the west is French, and the south is Italian. Yeah, you knew that, didn't you?
I knew there was two. I didn't know there was Italian as well.
Yeah. The whole of southern Switzerland. The Alps going south,
right.
Basically, speaks Italian. And anyway, this guy, Urban Junior. I've been the press release I got from Reverend Beatman was quite fantastic. That said, right, I've never signed anyone like this before. I'll just see if I've got the bit of paper. I think I might have it right here. One more time, mister. Hot shit from Switzerland shows that he doesn't need more than a guitar, one kick, a synth and a megaphone. Urban Junior is our answer to the electro, clash, trash and dirty garage punk rock and roll one-man band. Right.
Nice.
Just to make it easier for you to understand. Basically, it's trash garage with electronica. By some young upstart. It's what I describe as young people's music, really, Tony.
Oh, okay.
I have done this before. But anyway, this is a really, really great album. It's called Two-Headed Demon, the album. 13 tracks on it, and it's pretty much 50-50 sung in English or German. We will be playing another track or two off it over the coming weeks. But in the meantime, what I want to know is, what is Urban Junior's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ Urban Junior Swiss.
Yes! MySpace.com/ Urban Junior. Tony, what's that? Tony 4, Paulie B the Internet 2. Nice, yeah. One. I've got chances here. Tony 4, Paulie B the Internet 2. This is no balls but fire. You want, baby? Urban Junior, Tony.
Nice.
You don't hear stuff like that every day, do you? It's very, very interesting music indeed. But of course it is. It's on this week's 250th Punky, of which I had no idea about. When did you discover this? Have you known for a while?
Nah. Well, I just, when I come to do the show, I keep track of number. I just noticed it. Oh, 250.
We career through life, don't we?
Yeah.
You're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the Bez this week, Tony. Now, you know how I said only a madman would put a gig on this weekend?
Mm.
It being the first weekend of the World Cup. Well, obviously, I'm involved in three.
All
right. Now, the first thing that I want to say is, last week, you might remember, I told you that I did Vicfest.
Yeah.
And stayed up in the pub until the early hours of the morning drinking with the landlady Victoria and one or two other toothless galoots. Now, what I didn't tell you, because I didn't know at the time, was what we talked about, Tony.
All right, okay.
Now, the reason that I didn't know was because I didn't find out about it till Wednesday, when she phoned me up to say, just to check you're still all right with the arrangements we made for the World Cup quiz on Thursday, the 10th of June, in the Victoria Pub, in which you are writing the questions, hosting it, and doing the World Cup alternative draw in fancy dress. I said, what? I beg your pardon? She said, you know, we talked about it on Monday. I said, what World Cup quiz? She went, please tell me you're joking. He went, no, I've got no idea what you're talking about. She said, Paul, we talked about this for about an hour. I said, what time? She said, I don't know, between 3 and 4 in the morning. I'm going, don't tell me. I said, I'll do it, of course. I said, but don't tell me. I've worked out a really good contract for myself whereby I'm earning loads of money out of this. She went, not exactly. I said, what did we decide? She said that you'd do it for free beer and a taxi home. It's another one of those. What was I thinking? It's taken me hours to put these questions together, Tony. Hours. Because obviously I wasn't going to just nick quizzes off the net. I was going to go into some detail about it, and I really have. Mm. I've put together 40 of the most devilish questions that you'll ever... happen. I may just quiz you on a couple now, Tony, see how you get on with it, all right?
Oh, yeah. All right. Okay.
So, all right, just briefly, right? Right, why didn't India, even though they qualified, go to the 1950 World Cup?
Plane crashed?
No, they refused to... go because they weren't allowed to play in bare feet.
Oh.
Who scored? What nation scored the World Cup's 500th goal?
Italy.
Scotland.
Huh.
In losing to Paraguay.
Oh, nice.
So any question that involves Scotland losing, I have gone for. There are quite a few votes. And just one last one, my favourite question really, is of the 154 Bulgarians who have represented their nation in World Cups, how many of them had a surname ending in V?
72.
152.
Wow.
Out of 154. Only two of them didn't have a surname ending in V. Anyway, these are the kind of devilish questions you can expect this Thursday at the Victoria World Cup quiz. I believe it's £5 to enter, but that includes you into the... I'm not sure. There's an unofficial World Cup draw that's £5, and I don't know how much this thing is to enter, but it will be a good laugh. Then on Friday, of course, for the World Cup opening ceremony, I thought I'd do my comedy show in Hitchin.
Ah.
Which this month features the American Rick Wright... and the rather famous Dan Antipovsky, who was Jesus in the Da Vinci Code.
Jesus?
He was Jesus in the Da Vinci Code, yeah. He's a mate of mine, Dan.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, he's been a stand-up comic of some repute for several years, and he's won various awards and done well in all sorts of things and that. But the first time my ex-wife ever met him, she did memorably call him, said, "Dan, I like you, but you're a bit of a prat." And he went on to be Jesus. So,
wow.
Anyway, he's there on Friday in Hitchin, Woodside Hall, usual times and prices. And then on Saturday in Letchworth, it would be door 7:30, show 8:30, but because England kick off at 7:30,
yeah,
everybody's going to watch England v USA. I know that. I've arranged with the venue to start the show, same bill with the American opening, Come On England, and Dan closing. The show will start at 10 o'clock. Doors will open when the England game finishes, basically. We'll open the doors, cram everyone in, and then we'll do the show late. So that is a little bit different for normal. If you're listening and you often come to the show or whatever, you want more information, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. I will fill you in. Right. Speaking of England, Tony.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dear.
Every time the World Cup comes round, a number of different people vie to get either the official England song or their song recognised as the song for England. This year is no exception. A few different people have done it. However, only one has sent theirs to us. So by default, we're playing it. This is the third track that's come through from Manila PR. Now, as I say, there's already been a lot of swearing in this show. What better now than to take a track been laid down by a man in an attempt to reinvent himself as a musician and actor from a previous career in porn than play England Expects by Bend Over and Take It.
Just England.
Society. Bend over and take it, Tony. You listen to the Dead 60s underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the Bez this week. What I want to know is Bend Over's MySpace page.
MySpace.com/Bendover?
No, MySpace.com/Bendover71. That's the numeric 71, which makes it Tony 4, Paulie B, Internet 3. I don't know what you think of that song, Tony, as a future England anthem, but I can't help thinking to Bendover. There's no one I would find it less likely to say to, don't give up your day job. But his day job's brilliant. I'm not happy screwing all the most beautiful women in the world every day. I want to bring out an England song. It's fantastic. Anyway, that is the only England song that we have for this year's World Cup. 4 years ago, we had a few, and there was one that we couldn't play. Can you remember? Sham 69 did one.
Oh, right.
Their record company said that if we played it, they'd sue us.
Oh, right, okay. There was another one there that was really good, wasn't it?
What, sorry?
We played one that was really good. I can't remember what it was.
There was a couple, yeah. That just kind of vanished in the ether, didn't they? But they were. Oh, I tell you, it was by that, I'm saying that young band did a good one, didn't they? That band that were up and coming. They were kind of a bit like, a bit like sort of Busted.
Yeah,
I did one, didn't I? And there was another one by someone that we played as well. It doesn't matter. But yeah, we weren't allowed to play the Sham 69 cover of their own song "Hurry Up Harry," which is called "Hurry Up England," because their record company said they would sue us.
Right,
seemed a bit harsh, really.
Oh man,
Now, Tony, have you got a twat?
I do.
Brilliant.
Thank you all for your nominations so far. I'm still going to need some more to get me through those long summer months. So do email me your twat nominations, tony@punkyradio.com. I just want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. Thanks to you who sent some through this week. It's much appreciated. And this one's from Mark, who says, "Been trying to find a twat. Luckily, I have remembered one. Michael Salcido from Fresno, California." CA, is that California?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds good already.
Yeah. "Reason. A few months back, Michael, Mary, Summer and Ryan were hanging out at Mary's house drinking. It was Ryan's birthday, so they were having a relaxing night with drinks and all. Rock band was brought out and arguments over what song to play became a big deal in Michael's drunken state. The other three were fed up with it and said that he needed to chill out and relax. He became pissed and started throwing a fit. I went over to the fridge and started throwing jars and food at everyone. Punched Ryan multiple times and caused bruising. He went to hospital in the morning for a pain in his jaw. Knocked Mary over and almost hit her multiple times with the door to the fridge. At this point, they were trying to get Michael out of the house. As he caused a mess."
Hold on a minute, Tony.
Yep.
How exactly do you nearly hit someone multiple times with a fridge door?
I don't know.
I wouldn't mind a bit more information about that. Did he take the door off?
At this point, they were trying to get Michael out of the house, as he called a mess and they didn't want to deal with him. He's also been yelling, saying he wanted to leave. Finally, as they started to get him out the door, he was yelling so much the neighbours were worried what was going on and were watching. He was pounding on the door, and when they opened the door, finally he broke the door frame and was finally content to leave after all three of them yelled at him to leave. 2 weeks later, Summer and I had an intervention with Michael. He swore he blacked out and didn't remember anything. However, previously before saying that he was recounting correct details about it and afterwards too. He refused to help pay for the door frame, which was about $1,000 to fix, as it needed a new frame and door. He has since still been drinking heavily and using more drugs after saying he would slow down and take it easy, the stupid hypocrite. Enjoy, Mark Berglund." Thanks, Mark. So, Michael Salcido from Fresno, California,
is a twat. Well, the thing is, Tony, I can't help thinking Rock Band is to blame for that, ultimately.
Yeah?
She's stupid thing. Waste of time. Get proper instruments. Form a proper band.
Well, yeah, there is that.
Fools. Fools.
It has bred a whole generation of people thinking they can play guitar.
Yeah. Now, breaking news, Tony.
Okay.
In a feature that we suggested, was it last week or the week before? I'm not sure.
Last week.
When I mentioned relevant sports news, and had a little song, but we can't remember what the song is. But I did say maybe you could cut that bit out and use it as a little file. So I'm now going to say it's time for relevant sport news. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed that little song there. Gareth Barry will not be fit for England's opening game. That is the breaking news right now. So there'll be no Gareth Barry against the USA. I don't think that will be too much of a problem, because it wasn't absolutely likely that he would start anyway, when you think about the likely midfield to be Lennon on the right, Gerrard and Lampard in midfield, and Joe Cole on the left. There might not have been room for him anyway, but nevertheless, it is a minor blow. However, I can make that up to you right now, Tony.
Okay.
With my fabulous Zombina and the Skeletones and Alien Sex Fiend competition. I'm very excited about this. In fact, I was so excited about this week's lineup of music, I actually asked you to read out an email, didn't I?
Oh, yeah. So you did. Let me just find that one.
Have you got it handy?
I have.
Because this is just an insight into the correspondence that we have for those of you listening. Go on, when you got it, Tone, go for it.
Okay, so you said, "Hello, mate. These are the second four songs, one with pissing, one with balls in, one with puking, and one called Bastard, Bastard, Fucking Cunt. Don't say I don't treat you. Portly B, X. P.S. Read this out later on the show. It made me laugh writing it. P.P.S. Don't read the P.S. out. P.P.P.S. Actually do. It shows how sad I am."
Yeah, I was very tickled by the music this week, basically. And I have given away one of the words in the title. Look, what I'm trying to get round to is, we've got the new Alien Sex Fiend album, Death Trip, and the Zombina and the Skeletones collection, Monsters on 45, to give away.
Oh,
now,
okay.
The obvious person to win this competition would be Insane Star. Oh, Insane Star. But,
okay,
on that basis, I want to ban her from entering the competition.
Ooh.
Because I would feel so bad if she entered and someone else won. I've decided the better idea would be if she's not allowed to enter at all. Right? At least that way I won't be disappointed and feel bad for her when someone else gets them. So, unlucky Insane Stuff. However, if you would like to win these two great albums, Alien Sex Fiend's Death Trip and Zombina and Skeletones' Monsters on 45, and trust me, you do, send an email to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email competition, with your answer to the following poser. What I want to know is, why shouldn't Insane Star get these CDs? That's the question. I want the most imaginative answer. Why shouldn't Insane Star get these CDs? And I'll tell you what, Insane Star, you can enter. And if we don't get a good enough response, you'll win the CDs by default. Does that sound like a deal?
That sounds cool, yeah.
Basically, I want you to use your minds this week. Mm-hmm. And I want to know why Insane Star shouldn't win the CDs this week. You can be as out of order as you like. We will read out the correct entries in a fortnight, probably. The ones that I thought were the best. So get your thinking caps on and get that sent off to paulieb@punkyradio.com. Type your email, competitions, on being a competition, alien sex fiend competition, whatever you like. Does that sound like a deal?
Yep, sounds cool.
Tony, I haven't asked you anything about yourself this week. I'm terribly sorry. I assume that's because you're doing nothing.
Pretty much. I went to a gig Friday. That was good. I went to the Maze, watched the Hubris. They were really good.
And oh, cool.
Saturday, went to barbecue, got pissed off my tits, came back at 2 or 3 in the morning, left all the windows open in the flat, and everything was wet because we had a massive storm.
Oh, no.
Because we live in a greenhouse, don't we? So it's,
yeah.
I've taken to venting the place out a bit because we have no blinds because the landlord's too tight to fit them. So we left the window slightly open and everything got a bit wet.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
But I had some cracking drinks, so it was all right then.
Oh, well, that's all right then. And were you sick the next day?
Yep.
Oh, well done. Yeah. Well, this song's perfect for you then. This is by Zombina and the Skeletones. What do I know is, Tony, right now, what is Zombina and the Skeletones' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Zombina.
No, you get it wrong every time. Oh, it's myspace.com/ on Beano and the Skeletones. It's Tony 4, Paulie B and the Internet 4. This is from their latest album, Out of the Crypt and Into Your Heart. But this is not on Monsters on 45, because I want you to buy this album as well. Monsters on 45 is brilliant. We played pretty much every track of it ever. But this latest album, Out of the Crypt and Into Your Heart, has got loads of cracking tracks on it, one or two more of which you will be hearing in coming weeks. I can't believe I've got away with the draw here. This is Puke It Up. Beano and the Skeletones, Tony. Fabulous band, and thank you very much to them for finally sending us that CD. I've been waiting for it for quite a long time. Don't forget, we want you to enter the competition this week to win the Alien Sex Fiend and Beano and the Skeletones CDs. We go to quite a bit of trouble, and so do the bands, to get extra copies of these things for you. So make sure you do apply for them. Make sure you enter. It's a good way to get some free stuff. Also, things we really want you to do this week are, Tony.
Reviews at iTunes is one of the main things we want. Go to iTunes by go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. If you hit that, it will open up our iTunes with our music store page where you can review us. Please do review us, 5 stars only, obviously, and we'll read them out. I read the US, Paul reads the UK. Also want your podcast alley comments. Again, if you go to punkyradio.com, you can do that by hitting the link at the top and voting for us. Leave a subject in a comment. I need your gig guides and I need your twats.
Yes, you do, all of those things. And over the next in fact, by this time next week, it's very possible that the Chicago Blackhawks will be this year's winners of the Stanley Cup. Best of luck to them. They better fucking win it. They've been keeping me up till 4 o'clock in the morning every other day for the last fortnight. Also, by this time next week, England hopefully are looking good in the World Cup. That's about it, I think. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Oh, pooed. Come on, England.